So who will go down in contemporary history as the deporter-in-chief? Latino lawmakers and activists in the U.S. used that derogatory term to describe President Obama in the midst of that Democratic president's efforts to try to implement some kind of immigration policy when the Congress would do nothing. Now President Donald Trump may be competing for the same title, but he has a long way to go to reach the well over 2.5 million Obama deportees. In at least a half dozen states, though, hundreds of undocumented immigrants were arrested over the past few days by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. Gang members, drug dealers, and others are being removed, quote, said Trump on Twitter. But as was the case of Obama, who tried to exclude only criminals in his huge dragnet, non-criminals were caught as well. And according to officials, the Trump deportations includes immigrants without a criminal record as well. Camille Mackler is director of legal initiatives for the New York Immigration Coalition. She joins me now. How do you see this?
This is hugely problematic and hugely concerning. I can't underscore how terrified and panicked our immigrant communities have been since last week. And we're just working really hard to try to counter that. But it's devastating.
So the chaos that was associated with the Obama era is probably not that much different from the Trump era. But in this particular case, you've got last week's real drama added to this week's. Now we're going after people who aren't from the seven countries. And so it's an additional kind of Trump particular chaos.
Yeah, I mean, I think under the previous administration, we had some pretty firm guidelines of who they were going to go after. And by and large, they adhered to them. They were definitely large in numbers. But we had a better sense of what to expect in many ways. And I think it feels like a free-for-all right now with this administration. And I think combining it with the very inflammatory rhetoric of the campaign and of the first few months of the administration, the executive orders, everything that happened with the travel ban, and now this, it's chaos and it's complete fear. And right now it just feels like an all-out war on immigrants. And we are the ones who are going to lose at the end of the day if this continues.
So when talk radio says it's just like Obama, it's just like it was before, blah, 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 that's absolutely not the case from your perspective.
No, I think just in this past week alone, just in this last round of quote-unquote raids, two things really struck me as being different. The first one is the amount of collateral arrests, right? They were going in, they were supposedly seeking specific individuals, but it looks like they caught and arrested a lot more people who under Obama may not have been taken in at the same time.
So the collateral arrests would be, we're looking for person A, we go to address B. We don't know if person A is there, but there are 30 people there. We take them all in.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly. And we didn't see that as much. We saw that under the Bush administration, the last 8 years that had sort of reduced. And it seems we didn't see it so much in New York, but in California and Atlanta and the Carolinas, that definitely seems to have been the case from what we're starting to piece together now. The other part of it is sort of this more public attack on immigrants, right? They're putting out press releases. They say they're going to be putting out more information and photos today. The executive orders call for weekly lists of immigrants. I mean, the demonization of immigrants is incredible to see, incredible to witness, and really not just demoralizing, but harmful to the immigrants, but to their families.
If these folks get taken and don't manage to see a lawyer by the time they're actually put in detention, where do they end up and how long does it take them to get out if they associate themselves with an organization like yours?
So that really varies on, first of all, on the state.
State to state, sure.
Yeah, but also what part of the proceedings the individuals are in. If they already have a deportation order, they could be gone within days.
So they're out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw that in Arizona over the weekend when this woman just sort of within 24 hours was back in Mexico. If they don't have a previous deportation order or they assert a fear of returning home, then they may be here for weeks, months, and then depending on how long.
But in a detention center,
in
right?
In a detention
center, they're not in like the Motel 6.
No, absolutely. Right now, many of them are in county jails in New Jersey of those who were caught in New York.
Right.
And in New York, we have this sort of public defender system for immigrants that's been funded by the city, which is very lucky because it means that they'll connect to a lawyer. But traditionally, very few immigrants who are detained manage to obtain representation. And so they end up losing their cases and being ordered deported.
Where do you think this is headed? Is this likely to be challenged in the same way that some of the other immigration orders of the president have already been challenged successfully?
I hope so. I mean, when we saw this happen, you know, under the Bush administration, there were a lot of Fourth Amendment challenges to unreasonable search and seizure during these kinds of arrests. And I think we are all, as a legal community, gearing up and looking into that. I think anything that can be challenged will be challenged in immigration courts, in other, you know, federal courts. But we're not going down without a fight, that's for sure.
When you hear on talk radio and elsewhere that, hey, look, you went to law school and now you're going to claim that people who aren't even Americans have 14th Amendment and due process rights when they're not even citizens?
Yeah, absolutely. This is, if you're in the United States, you get constitutional rights. Immigrants in many areas have less constitutional rights. For example, they're entitled to a lawyer, but not a lawyer paid for by the government. But they are entitled to constitutional protections. That's what makes America different from any other place in the world, is that we have a rule of law and it applies to everyone.
Camille Mackler is Director of Legal Initiatives for the New York Immigration Coalition. Thanks so much.
Thank you.